Well, they're mandated for mass murder like we had in Newtown with these children. They're mandated for correctional officers, which we've already experienced in the state of Maryland. Mandated for law enforcement officers, for serial killers, and contract murderers. And I think these are very specific and very strong issues, and I think that the abolition of the death penalty, for example, what happens if 30 children are murdered in Montgomery County and the guy, the offender, survives and he has two options? He gets life without parole and he's young. For 40 years, we're going to feed this guy and pay $4 million to take care of him. Or he's found insane, he goes to Patuxent, he gets out in 15 years, and then he can vote.
You know how the death penalty is used here in Maryland. There are five people on death row. They've been there for years. One of them, John Boothell, it's going to be 30 years since the murder this year, the murder that he committed, the Bronstein murders in Pimlico. What's this? I mean, you're mandating it, yes, but let's say that there will ever be an execution, I mean, given the way the process works.
Well, that has to be reformed also. Other states like Virginia and Texas move much quicker. I think we should be reforming the death penalty so that the appeals process is limited to 1 year, 2 years at the most, so we can move quickly. We can set up a specific appeals process to do that. They talk about spending money. The only reason the money is being spent is because of the appeals process. Every convicted murderer becomes a millionaire overnight because they receive legal support for all of these efforts, cost the taxpayers $1 million. So if you have capital punishment and you do it quickly and fairly, it's not going to cost the taxpayers.
Realistically, what are the chances of your bills making it through both chambers?
Well, first of all, this is the most liberal state in the country. This is a criminal-friendly state. The legislators in this state are always voting for benefits for criminals. I want to make an issue and a debate and broaden that issue and make it honest. And we're going to talk about gun violence. We're going to talk about crime. We're going to talk about law. And we're going to talk about the death penalty. And the fact of the matter is, we are going to bring it to the floor of the House in the form of an amendment, and we're going to get a vote on every one of these bills.